Nowadays, few Italian fathers would think of giving away their teenage daughters to their friends. Italian girls date like girls anywhere else in the Western world, worry about contraceptives, have voted in favour of divorce and abortion, and yet I'm not sure that Shakespeare would have been entirely in favour of this modernisation. One of the reasons why we cannot understand the tragic meaning of Romeo and Juliet is that we've allowed marriage to become antisocial in a way that Shakespeare would have deplored.
Captain Aubrey did not have to wait long. In 47 minutes, the French frigate, the Cornélie, had plucked both herself and her longboat free, had stowed it on the booms in a seamanlike manner, and had begun her pursuit of his own smaller ship, the Nutmeg. By the time they had threaded the channel from the island of Nil Desperandum to the open sea, and had settled down to the long chase that would lead them to the Salibabu Passage, it was clear that the Frenchman had no intention of catching his quarry, no intention of overtaking the Nutmeg and closing with her.
1 minute later, my pilot light went out and the washing machine stopped. While opening the hatch, the door to the laundrette also opened, and a terrible thing happened. A beautiful girl walked in. This was the last thing I wanted. It was bad enough shifting underwear with those louts, but the prospect of doing it with her watching was intolerable. The girl was definitely beautiful. A Pakistani with black hair and lots of rings. And when I didn't see any more, I couldn't look. The combination made me feel fatally ill at ease and tried to disguise myself as a regular washer. But my basket looked ridiculous. The others had gone to the back humping loads. I was on my way with two uncleansed dollops. Floor cloths.
The only thing to do, Sophie decided, was to show Howell that she was an excellent cleaning lady. A real treasure. She tied an old rag round her wispy white hair. She rolled the sleeves up her skinny old arms and wrapped an old tablecloth from the broom cupboard round her as an apron. It was a relief to think there were only four rooms to clean instead of a whole castle. She grabbed up a bucket and besom and got to work.